This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello! Welcome to the Olivia Lee Experience. Here we are, week 5 of my show, and it's flying by. And since we've been on air, I have learnt so much about spirituality, dating, tarot card readers, and we've got more in store today. More of the same. This week, we'll be joined by international spiritual medium and tarot card reader and spiritual healer, Laura Boyle, who's with us now. Hello, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. So it's show number 5, is it?
I think this is show number 5.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it is.
Wow, it's, how exciting.
It's such a guilty pleasure. This is all of the stuff that I'm massively into, but I've kept it on the quiet. You know, I love tarot cards. I've got angel cards at home. I don't know how to use them. So every week, it's fascinating. So I can't wait to find out your story. And I've also got in the studio with me today, Amanda's away. My sidekick Amanda's in Edinburgh at the festival. So I've got Talia.
Yes, hello.
Filling in for Amanda, who's got a lovely cracking lineup for us today, Talia.
Yes, absolutely.
She really has pulled out all the stops. We've got Laura Boyle with us now. We've got dating expert and founder of Would Like to Meet. He's coming back in the studio, Eden Blackman, because last week we did our first ever live on-air blind date with two people from Eden's dating website. He's got his own website called Would Like to Meet. It was awkward, I'm not going to lie. But after the awkwardness subsided, it was about 30 seconds, a minute of like, they agreed to go on a date. They met up in Clapham on Thursday night at a trendy bar. Don't ask me to remember what it was called. I'm not that trendy. So we're going to check in with them today and see how it went.
Can't wait.
I know. The first thing James said is that he likes women that are shorter than him, and he's 5'7". And then we said to Liv, how tall are you? And she said 5'9". So we're hoping he stood in a box or she wore flats. So we'll find out how that went. We're also going to do another on-air live blind date. This is what we're doing on the Olivia Lee Experience. We're trying to help people find love. Is it in the stars? Is it something they're doing wrong? We've had therapists on, so we're here to help. So that will be fun. And then we've got a sex expert, Vina Ramphal, who we're talking to on the phone. She's a sex and dating expert. We're going to talk about sex, baby. Yes, we are. And then finally joining us in the studio, we've got comedians Tom Crowley and Toby Wilson, who are from Sad Faces, and they're going to be here talking about all their comedy, all the work they're up to, and also all their dating faux pas. But before we crack on, let's have a song, and then we'll come to you, Laura.
Fantastic.
And we'll find out about your mind wizardry. Here we go. Song time.
Could Olivia Lee and her psychic buddy solve your love and dating dilemma? FUBAR!
Find out!
Welcome back to the Olivia Lee Experience. Am I going to help you find love? Can I fix your dating woes? Can I get you out of that bad relationship? Probably not. But I know someone that could. Laura Boyle, international psychic, tarot card reader, and spiritual healer, is joined with me. Joined with me. We're joined at the hip. It's here with me in the studio. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Laura.
I keep calling you Laura. Laura.
I've got a
Boyle.
Friend called Laura. That's why I get confused. I'm
Don't
terrible
worry.
With names and pronunciations. As anyone listening to this show will know, I always get the names wrong.
Don't worry. I've been called worse.
Oh, God. Well, we're good to go. Now, first things first, tell me, how did you get into being a psychic? What happened? What was your journey?
Well, it's something that most psychics don't actually think, oh, I'm going to wake up one day and be a psychic. It's something that you have right from when you're born.
Yeah.
You know, and as a small child, you just realise that you're a little bit strange. You know, you're like the only child in the playground who's standing in the corner, not quite being able to sort of, you know, get on with the other little girls because you're on a completely different sort of...
What was it that was happening to you? Is it, were you seeing ghosts or were you just... What was it?
Well, I'm sure I did sort of astral projection and that sort of thing. I mean, I was a really a bit of a weird little girl.
What's astral projection?
That is just sort of projecting yourself into sort of different places. And I've got...
Like fantasising?
Not really. Not really. You're sort of going into a big subject on its own, but it's actually almost like sort of... I suppose in a way, think about it a little bit like Doctor Who, where he gets in his TARDIS and when he lands, he's landed in a different place or a different era.
So you would do that in your head as a child?
Yes. I mean, I'm not the only person.
Where would you land? Did you land in the swinging 60s?
No. But I've always had a great sort of yearning for travel and very much the Middle and the Far East. And I've always had like this inexplicable link. And in fact, India has been a place which I've, even from about the age of five, had this incredible sort of connection with. And in fact, I'm sure I've actually had a past life in India.
Wow. So you really believe in past lives and...
Well, it's more than that because, you know, I've been to, you know, maybe going into a restaurant with a friend or going to a bar with a friend or going just out with not the same friend, different friends. And I've had Asian guys who have literally just stopped dead and just sort of completely looked at me as if my, you know, like my God. And you know, my friends say, God, do you know that person? I've never seen them before in my life. And that has happened so many times.
They've got a sweet spot for you.
No. It's not that sort of look at all. It's not a look of lust or, oh, wow, isn't she amazing? It's just this sort of almost like just this completely gobsmacked sort of look on their face.
Maybe you're an Indian queen.
Maybe I was.
Oh, wow, already we've gone straight into it. This is all really out there. I still can't get my head around astral projection. But we'll get back to that after, because if we go off on a tangent, I'll never find out what I really want to find out, which was like, at what point did you think I can speak to spirits and I've got a thing that other people haven't got?
I've always had it, always been aware. And even when I was sort of, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, I was reading all the sort of Dennis Wheatley books. You know, I couldn't get enough of the supernatural.
Wow,
and
you just had a thing for
just
it.
Just had a real, yeah, thing for it.
And how do you believe that we communicate with spirits then?
There are lots of different ways that you can communicate. There are different senses if you're a medium. So, for instance, if I'm seeing images, it's almost like I've got like a little television screen on the right-hand side of my vision.
And they call it the mind's eye. Is that right?
Not necessarily. The mind's eye is usually actually in the head.
Oh, God. Right, you talk, I'm going to listen. All I'm doing is interjecting with stuff that's just wrong. So, crack on, Laura.
So, a lot of mediums, if they're clairvoyant is seeing, right? Voyance
yes.
is seeing. And the way I work, and a lot of other mediums do, they'll have, it's almost like you've got a little mini iPad or something
yes.
like that. It's always just to the right.
And you just see, download
and
the
it's
images.
Literally seeing images, like you were seeing on the television or something like that. So, for instance, I don't know, there might be, because when you're doing mediumship, it's not just sort of, oh, yes, I've got your great Aunt Sally here, et cetera,
yes.
et cetera. But it's other things as well that brings the whole experience together. Like, for instance, Aunt Sally might have had an Alsatian dog.
So you'll see an Alsatian.
So suddenly I might see an Alsatian dog, or maybe it might be a little bit out, you know, a bit fuzzy, but I might say, well, it's a big dog and it's all got pointy ears and I'm seeing sort of blacks and browns. So it's like an Alsatian-y sort of type dog.
And how do you know that that's just not your brain making stuff up? And how do you distinguish between just in your imagination and actually this is information from the spirit world?
Well, I suppose the litmus test is in the sitter, the person you're actually
yes.
giving a reading for. So, you know, if you've, I don't know, say for instance, you have, you know, I say I've got a lady here, you know, and you know, she had a couple of walking sticks, but they had sort of like eagle heads as handles or something like that, and you know, I feel that she was limping, or she seemed to have one leg longer than the other. There seems to be a big limp. You're thinking, well, yeah, that they're not that many. So it's almost like by the process of elimination,
yes.
you're actually giving more concrete evidence as you actually go along. And then, you know, you might sort of think, well, I'm seeing two sort of little shaggy white dogs.
Yes.
Okay, you might be wrong. It might be two sort of
little dog shaggy.
Or no, what are those cats called? You know, they're the white fluffy things.
Persian.
So yeah, you might be a little bit wrong, but you're sort of seeing, well, I'm seeing two
pets.
Two fluffy, white, you know,
yes.
long haired, you know.
And how is that a communication? Is it an energy thing then? Is it like, are we tuning into a frequency on a very fundamental level? How does it work?
Well, now, this is very, very interesting. And I was talking to a friend about this the other night. You see...